This meeting is now being recorded.
All right. Okay, so Judge Oxney?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Judge Bremer?
Yes.
Judge Heinrichs? Judge Heinrichs? Okay. Judge Nakamura?
Here.
Judge Riff? I think he called in and said he wasn't attending. Judge Rockwell?
Here.
Judge Wong? Ms. Carter?
Sherry Carter, present.
Ms. Cameron?
Here.
Ms. Junior? Ms. Junior? Mr. Kim?
Here.
Mr. Planet?
Here.
Ms. Sloan?
Here.
Ms. Turner?
Here.
All right, and I heard some folks join us. Is Judge Heinrichs on the line? Judge Rockwell?
Here.
All right. And Judge Wong. All right. Did anyone join us that I haven't called?
Arlene Jr.
Oh, great. Thank you. And we also have, is Mike Roddy on the line?
Yes.
Great. He is our liaison to SEAC, so he will be joining the call today. And on this end, we have myself, Kristen Greenaway. We have Leah Rose Goodwin, Kulan Erdenbatar. Is Lucy on the line?
I am, Kristen.
Great. And Zlatko?
I am. Thank you.
All right. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. I don't think it's a particularly long lunch meeting, so you can look forward to having lunch. We want to start off with the minutes from the meeting from October 22nd. Do I have a motion?
Planet moves approval.
Who is that?
Mike Planet.
Thank you, Mr. Planet. And is there a second?
Second, Kim Turner.
Thank you. Any discussion on it? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, minutes are approved. All right, so we're thank you for that. We as we always like to remind everyone, we are if you have to go to leave us or something, hang up and call back. Don't put us on hold. We don't want to hear your music. This is a public call-in number, so keep that in mind as well. We didn't get any written comments on this, but the item that we have is one that we have discussed many times, and for all of I think everyone that's on the call has been with this issue for years. And last year we varied from what we'd done before for what we thought were good reasons, and now this issue is back and the issues on the table are whether or not we go back to how we used to calculate work year value or if we do something else. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Kristen. Everyone here is pretty familiar with this, so I would give the memo goes over it fairly well. I don't know that we need a long, detailed analysis until we open it up for discussion. But if Kristen, you wanted to give a more detailed intro, but like I said, everyone on this committee is very well versed in this topic.
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks. I'll be brief. So last year, WAC directed staff to bring back additional data concerning the computation of the staff work year value. So just to bring us up to speed, the current work year value is that 1,856 hours. This value was intended to align the judicial branch with other state agencies, but it lacks a solid empirical foundation for its continued usage. So for today's discussion, staff compiled information on a work year value as well as components used to build those work year values, looking at other state agencies as well as other states, using workload studies that have been conducted in those states just to provide some background information, and that's all compiled or shown in that report. So, and I think the report points out that the main differences in those values is primarily in two areas, and that's the total hours available in a day, and then the sick leave days as part of that of the total days available to do work. So based on the current staff year value, the total about available hours in a day are 8, and the study value assumes 7.5. The days allotted for sick leave are 15. That's in the current approved value. And then the study value was 29 days. So that's kind of a quick summary of where we're at. I can add any other information or just leave it up for discussion and answer questions as we go along.
Thank you. So this is Judge Oxley. Does anybody have any questions or comments about this that they want to start off with?
So this is Kim Turner, Judge Oxley. I'm just curious. So I'm also on the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, and I know that Sacramento Court had submitted a letter to JCC directors on this very issue, and I guess they also sent it as part of the public comment for the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee. So I was not on this committee when the 1,856-hour model was adopted, but I'm curious about, it doesn't appear from the data that you've assembled that anybody else, any other State Department is using a value that's as high as the one we are now using. Is that correct?
I believe so.
So I'm just, I mean, is it possible that the information we got about what other State Departments are using, I mean, I understand why as a branch we would want to be sort of aligned with what other State Departments are using to evaluate a work year, but it seems like we may have now gone much further than any other departments, at least that we know of at the moment, in terms of, you know, calculating the work year. And as we all know, if this has an impact on how many positions the RAS model will show for each court. You know, the number of staff hours is tied to the, you know, staff minutes is tied to the number of minutes in which we do particular tasks. So I think it's important for us to do something that brings us more in line with our actual data. We have our own data that tells us 1,643 hours, but even if we don't go that far, to at least bring it more in line with what other State Departments are doing. So that's just my only comment.
All right, any other comments?
Hi, and this is Judge Rockwell from Sacramento. I would agree that it does look like we got interesting information initially. So I would agree that it doesn't make a lot of sense for us to be that far off of where other state entities and other courts are.
Well, is... Well, what is everybody's comfort level with using our actual data, the 1,643, since that's what we have, and it's not far off from where we were every single year except for 2017 when we followed what we believe to be the state model? And, I mean, that I guess the options are we go with our actual numbers or we come up with a number, but... I want to know what everyone feels about just using the actual RAS, the actual minutes.
So this is Sherry Carter, Judge, and I appreciate you asking that question. I was part of the committee where we discussed this originally, and that was the concern we had at that point, too. And we had, as you recall, because you were still chair, or you were chair at that time, it was a really tough decision, and looking back, I wish we would have said we have data we should go with our actual. I think that we should go with our actual numbers. It's close to what the National Center for State Court average of other state courts look like. It's based on data that's actually been collected. We understand why we have a slight difference. There could be a lot of reasons that it's different than some of the other positions, but I actually looked at the budget proposal and saw that state departments within California do not have an average that they use. There was a huge range of hours, and so I can't help but believe that they would use their own calculations. So I would be a proponent, and I would recommend that we use our actual data, and that would be the what was observed that we have collected.
This is Kim Turner again. So I want to agree with Sherry's analysis. We have a lot of analytical rigor that goes into creating the RAS, study and the workload study for court staff. And it's not like we just plucked 1,643 minutes hours out of the air. That was based on, deep analysis, the random moment time studies and all of the other critical tasks that go into evaluating, the work that's being done in the trial courts. So I am personally in favor of the idea of using our data, which is very well validated, and we've been using it successfully, except for last year, for 15 or 20 years now.
I'd like to have Zlatko, if you don't mind, weighing in on what you think.
Sure.
The position we're going to put you guys in when you go back to DOF and say, no, we're going back to our old numbers.
No, I appreciate that, Judge Oxenny. I mean, my position would be is that we have a analytically based value that we defend to them. There are variations, as Sherry said, in terms of the values, and it's incumbent upon the proposing department. And in this case, for us, it would be us proposing a change that we'd have to defend it to the extent that they, the Department of Finance or any other entity wanted to dive into it. We have, the result of the study, and that's where it would be. If they want to debate aspects of it, that's fine. And we're here to defend it and see where it goes. But I think returning to the analytically based position is a good one. We do need to be prepared that if they ask, well, what's the basis of the change, we have evidence and information to support it.
Can I say something? This is Jeff Nakamura from Orange County. I'm the presiding judge over here. We just had a strategic planning session last Friday, and the major concern of our judges is not having enough time and resources to properly make decisions on their cases. With the assigned judge problem that we have and the restrictions that are coming up and the vacancies that are coming up in the near future, we're going to have a very difficult time having sufficient judicial resources to adequately have enough time and resources to make proper decisions on our cases. I'm just not thinking about our judges, many who I believe are overworked, but also the public who are not served with the judge who is stressed and doesn't have enough time to make a reasonable decision on their case. So I'm a strong advocate of this 1643 hours. That's the reality of the situation, and I think that's supportable.
All right, thank you. Is there anybody that doesn't support it?
And this is Jennifer Rockwell from Sacramento. I really want to echo what Zlatko mentioned. I think it would be better for us to go in with real data than with another WAG. So they may not like it, but at least we can point to actual data, and it's got a foundation, and then there's something to debate from. But you're not debating from a different fake number.
I guess, is there a motion to use the work year value from the study of 1,643 hours? this year?
This is Kim Turner. I move approval of that hour study.
A second?
This is Rockwell. Second?
Is there any further discussion?
This is Judge Heinrichs. I'm going to vote yes, but I just wanted to let you know that I was on the call.
Okay, thank you. Any more discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the recommendation will be made that we use the 1643. Thank you very much. We have just one other informational item. Get an update on the judicial workload study, and then to talk about an in-person meeting in May. Go ahead, Kristen.
Great. Thanks, Judge. Yeah, I'll keep this brief so we can get on our way. So we are currently working to complete the judicial workload study update. This will be the first update since 2011. We completed the four-week time study in November of 2018. So we have 19 courts and over 900 judicial officers participating in the study update. All clusters were represented. And more importantly, we had a 98% participation rate, which is truly remarkable. Giving the time that is required to participate in these studies can be difficult, and we're so appreciative that the courts and the judges were receptive and willing to give their time in this way. I won't go so far as to say they were enthusiastic about completing a time study, but they did it, and they did it to the tune of almost 100%, so we're very grateful. So we're currently in the analyzing and validating phase of the study. We will be meeting with each of the 19 courts in March to get their feedback. And the feedback will focus on making sure that what we captured during the time study is accurate and it's an accurate reflection of the court's workload. Did we capture something during the time study that is not a frequent occurrence? Did we capture a period of time when the court was doing something anomalous to normal practice and things like that? So basically, these meetings provide an opportunity to hear from participants and for us to better understand and validate the data that we captured. So we're hoping to come back to this committee in May with preliminary results and then to the Judicial Council in the summer in July to finalize those study results. So that is kind of where we're at with the judicial workload study, and if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Hearing no questions, we will. And I don't mean to do this meeting at a fast pace. We're at 19 minutes and counting. But if there aren't any questions, I don't like to keep people for nothing. We are going to be sending out something to try to get an in-person meeting in May. So look for that. It'll be all looking at the judicial workload study. Do we have Leah? Kristen? Do you have something else for us for the meeting?
No, that's it.
No, I think the study will take a full day to run through.
Okay. So it'll just be a single day meeting, and we will get some dates out for May. All right. Anything else? All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.